Okay, we are back with Lone Star Money Resource. I hope that everybody is having a fabulous afternoon. You're listening to Mark Conley and Jason Shreve here from Wealth Design Group. And we've just had a very interesting segment in the first half. Got to learn some really cool things from one of the awesome and successful entrepreneurs that are out there, Keith Bilski, with Finial Group, and we're going to get back into that. But for those that maybe you are a new listener and you want to understand, well, what exactly is it that Wealth Design Group does? We are a firm. We're located over in the Galleria area, and we work with successful business people. We help them monetize their business. And really what we mean by that, at the end of the day, business owners are obviously successful at running their business, and they do a fantastic job. And at the end of the day, that's always going to be probably where they'll get their best rate of return. So some of the consulting that we do in the business space is we just help those business owners understand, hey, look, are there some, are there some different strategies that you can utilize that will give you more significant tax deductions, maybe in by setting up a retirement plan to help with, you know, the employees, but also to help yourself? And are there different strategies that could work in that space that might be beneficial? So we look at those areas. We look at the areas of helping business owners understand who are the key players, because at the end of the day, at some point, you're probably either going to sell your business, or you're going to want to sell, and that could be externally or internally. And you've got to start thinking about, how do I get the maximum value for this business? Well, one of the ways is you always want to package it up in a way that you've retained and kept the key people that are instrumental in making the business as successful as it is. So we develop a lot of different strategies on how that can be done outside of the normal, what you pay them in salary. And so those are some of the things that that we look at as well. And, you know, helping understand what is the plan that is in place if you were to leave the business. And everybody leaves the business at some point, whether you sell it, whether, you know, you decide, and that could be internally or externally, as I said, but it also might be from a standpoint of something bad happens. You get sick or hurt, you die. You know, what are the things that you want to be in place to take care of your family in that event? Or how does the business transition on? How does it continue, have legacy, have meaning? So those are the types of things that we mean when we say trying to monetize the business and make sure that there's proper protection in place. And then the personal wealth coaching that we do and different tax strategies. So for those people who are listening, if that's the type of planning you're interested in, we can be reached at 713-826-0426. You can also check out Lone Star Money Resource on our Facebook page or wealthdesigngroup.net. We'd be happy to get you more information and some things to review or set up a meeting if you're at the point that you would like to do that. But aside from that, and aside what we do, more importantly, we like to talk about real stories that are out there, and that is why we've got Keith Bilski from Finial Group that is on the show today, who told us a little bit about his family and his four kids and the successful business that he's built. And he's ended up being winning the award for the 40 under 40. A lot of you are aware of that. That's a big deal to get that award here in Houston. And he's got a real estate firm. And Keith, if you don't mind, in case we have some new listeners, just tell a little bit about, what does your real estate firm do?
Absolutely. So Finial Group is a full-service commercial real estate firm. So we have a brokerage company, a property management company, and an investment and development company. So within our brokerage company, we represent tenants in office, industrial, and retail space as they're seeking space. We also represent landlords as they're seeking to fill space. In our property management company, we help owners manage those properties in a third-party capacity. And then within our investment and development company, we invest in those assets for our own account and for the benefit of our investors.
Before we came on air, we were talking a little bit about how you got into the commercial real estate business, going all the way back to the college days and in your progression. And I think that would be a neat story for some of the listeners. So take us back down memory lane and back to your college days and kind of how you got to where you are today.
Sure. Well, absolutely. You know, the interesting thing is commercial real estate is something that is so little known by most of society that You know, as a college kid, I had no idea the industry even existed and never contemplated the possibility of getting in it. I did what I think most college kids do. I went through the Career Center at Texas A&M, interviewed with every company that would give me an opportunity to interview with them. I had good grades and was really active, so ended up with 7 job offers, and I took the job offer that had the absolute highest guaranteed salary, with no real thought or consideration for much else.
Who cares what I'm doing, right?
Exactly, exactly. And interestingly, I had a couple of friends that ended up in commercial real estate because they had family in the business, and those friends introduced me to more friends, and so. Over time, it was interesting to watch because, you know, I got out with a big salary and bought a new car and lived in a nice apartment, and those friends drove the same car they drove in high school and moved back in with their parents. And it didn't seem to be a very smart decision initially on their part, but in time, I watched them, and you know, pretty soon they were out-earning the people that I was working for and, you know, my boss and boss's boss. And so started to look at that dynamic and thought pretty quickly I needed to reconsider this guaranteed compensation versus risk risking that for some potential reward of upside. And I did that, and I got out and talked to you know, a lot of different companies and found the one that was the right fit for me to make a start. And I haven't looked back. I'm thankful to have ended up in the business and wouldn't have it any other way.
Fabulous. So then you got some experience, and then at some point you decided, I'm starting my own gig. Tell us about that decision process.
I did. So, yeah, thankfully I had gotten good experience that gave me a pretty broad range of exposure to all aspects of the business. In 2006 and 2007, I did the professional MBA program that University of Texas does here in Houston. And so sort of rounded out my skill set with that. And then had the itch to launch out and just really looked at sort of the competitive set within commercial real estate. And, you know, there's so much opportunity in the business. But amazingly, a lot of the competitive set is pretty myopic and complacent. And I just felt like there was an opportunity for an energetic firm to come online and do what we were doing as a full service firm, but do it with a great degree of customer service and energy and be successful. And I always felt like even a boutique firm could compete with the big boys in doing that, and here we are 8 years later, still doing that very well and growing at a pretty aggressive pace.
So I'm sure somewhere along the way, you know, you start out in a new career, then you start a new company. I'm sure you've had some successes, but I'm sure you've also had some failures. So tell us a little bit, you know, what are some things that that you've seen throughout your career that maybe you've changed or you've learned from?
Sure. Yeah. No, I think there definitely have been some failures and some learning experiences along the way. And, you know, for those of you that own your own businesses, you know, it's not all glitter and glam every day. There are plenty of hard times and things that go on throughout the day that sometimes make you wonder if it is or isn't the right thing to be doing. But, you know, I think, you know, probably the biggest takeaway that I've learned, you know, through our tenure of operating the company has been how important people and culture is and making sure that you hire the right people to that culture. You know, it's something I probably didn't place enough emphasis on initially. And in hindsight, I've you know, come to learn that you're going to, as a team, spend so much time together, and we all spend probably more time with the people we work with than we do with anyone else in our lives. And, you know, you can hire the brightest and the best, but if they're not culturally the right fit and the personalities don't fit in the right way, it's a recipe for disaster. And that's something we've tried to be really cognizant of as we've learned the hard way, you know, rebuilding a team that has the right culture, the right people, and place, and that's been really effective for us.
Tell us about your culture of your company and what it is internally and very importantly, what it is externally that gives you that competitive edge.
Sure. Well, one of the things that makes us really unique as a firm is the fact that we're in an industry where it's basically a legacy industry. And if you look around our competitive set, there are a lot of people who their fathers and grandfathers and generations have been in the business, and they basically inherited a book of business, and they're working their inherited book of business. We have historically not hired anyone that is a legacy hire and hired people who come in with basically no book of business, which on the surface makes that climb of the hill they have to go up a heck of a lot tougher. But it's consistent with our culture to have people that are willing to get out and hustle and go find opportunities and do what it takes to do that. And so we've always sort of differentiated ourselves by being willing to do what a lot of people aren't. And it isn't always a magic formula that we're proprietary about. The reality is most of them just aren't willing to do what we're willing to get out and go do and hustle the way that we hustle. And so we all work really hard, but we have a lot of fun doing it. And we like people that are really willing to do just about anything it takes to accomplish their goals and objectives. And that's really what we seek more over everything else, is just someone that's willing to relentlessly pursue their goals and objectives.
I think that helps in a lot of areas too, just people who are willing to get outside their comfort zone. Because you always hear that really growth in individuals, whether it be your family, your business, whatever it is, you've got to be willing to get outside your comfort zone and kind of find that place where you find true growth in whatever your goals may be.
Absolutely.
So a little bit just about the company. Obviously, when I'm sitting here listening to you talking about the go get 'em attitude and bringing in hungry people and getting out there and fighting and achieving goals for yourselves as well as for your customers. I mean, that's a powerful statement. I mean, that's the kind of
sure.
When you're looking to do real estate deals, you want to team up with people that have that hunger. So help me understand in how do you apply that across? So you've got go over the different segments that you're working in kind of how you apply that in each of those segments.
Sure. So on the brokerage side, if we're representing a landlord, rather than just putting a sign up and waiting on the phone to ring with inquiries of someone driving by or hoping that one of the online databases we posted it on generates a call or a lead, we're very intentional about our marketing strategy for the space. We come up with a comprehensive strategy that has targeted prospects that are within that area and in comparable square footages and of similar businesses that we think would be a good fit for that project. And we go knock on their doors. And that sounds maybe a little bit old school.
But we'll
physically go sit in a reception area until someone's willing to see us, or we'll call them until we can get an appointment with them. Because we feel like we have a real value proposition for them, in that if we have a space that's a good fit for their business, that we think that they ought to hear about it. And that's been really effective for us. I mean, it's a lot of friends that I have that are at other firms kind of kid us sometimes, and they're like, "You guys really do that?" And we're like, "Absolutely." and it works. And the thing is that we're hired to be salespeople, and we're hired to go fill space, and we're not hired to just be order takers and sit back and wait on the phone to ring. And I think, our clients, and when we're representing landlords, they can put their own sign out, and they can answer a phone call, and they don't need to pay us a big commission for that. But when you do what we do, it sort of separates us from the pack, and it's been really effective. And at the end of the day, it's about producing results for clients, and that's what's helped build our reputation.
And I like what you said, too, about value proposition, because I'm sure, for a lot of people, they wouldn't want to do those types of things. But for you, when you're picking up that phone or you're sitting in that lobby, you know that instantly, okay, well, we have value that we can bring to this person, so I am happy to sit here and wait for somebody to come by and talk with me, because I know that we're creating value for them and for the other folks that we represent.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to need to get into a little bit more when we get into the last segment, because we want to see what kind of wisdom that you can give us and advice that you can give other people who are out there who are, in fact, interested in maybe starting their own business, whatever that business may be. And I think that'll be very helpful. Real quick, if you could, though, for people that have got to hear this segment, how can they get a hold of your group if they're interested in your services?
Absolutely. So you can reach us by phone at our main line is 713-422-2100, or check us out online at finialgroup.com, which is finialgroup.com. And on the website, we have a contact email, and we'd love to hear from you if you reach out.
All right, so many of you out there, lots of political things that are happening that you're seeing in the news. You're wondering what should you do with the investments portfolios that you do have, whether they're inside 401ks or retirement plans or outside. Well, we're going to be discussing that on June 22nd at 6:30 in the evening. If you are interested in hearing about what to do, just call us at 713-826-0426. You are listening to Lone Star Money Resource.